Hello everyone, it is 4:36 p.m. Eastern on the 5th of October 2020. You're listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I am your host, Mark Snyder. One of the little catchphrases in the book, The Might of Thoughts, that people often gravitate to when they first read the book, and I did as well, where it says our consciousness is like a garden. And if the human starts a garden, it is certain that some form of plant will be produced in it, regardless of whether the piece of land is cultivated or tended or is grossly neglected. So if we neglect our consciousness, we'll end up with weeds in there, which are thoughts which are destructive and negative. Now, part of our consciousness is called the psyche. And the psyche is that part of the material consciousness which administers and looks after, organizes the thoughts and the feelings of what is called the material consciousness. And everyone has a material consciousness. It's associated with who you are in your current physical lifetime, where the spiritual consciousness is the part of you which never dies. It's associated with your spirit form. And the spirit consciousness has something called the Gemut, which controls and organizes and administers the thoughts and the feelings associated with the spiritual consciousness. So you can think of the material consciousness as your human brain in a way. It does the decision making, considerations, deliberations, speculations, all the actual thinking. And the psyche also arranges the thoughts. One of the most important things I've read lately, and I have to read these things, you know, when something really catches my eye, I have to read it three or four times sometimes to before it really sinks in and before I can really appreciate how important it is. And it says here, one must place neutral, positive, equalized thoughts, which are occupied with imagining successful results. And that's really the key. Your thoughts should be occupied with imagining successful results. So if you want to be successful, imagine successful results and be occupied with those. And they'll be converted into reality by the might of the thoughts. And they come from what are called ideals, I-D-E-A-L-S. These are things that have been completely thought through. You know, if you have something that's kind of triggering you emotionally, it could be an idea, I-D-E-A, something that you thought about, you've invested some time in, you feel like you're getting close to really understanding it. But sometimes it's something strange there, and I don't know what it is exactly. I don't know why we go to emotional state. You know where it says tangled ideas confuse the thoughts, cause them to go from one extreme to another, which creates misdirection of the thoughts, which triggers emotions that can lead to murder and manslaughter. It's really interesting, that misdirection of the thoughts. So, and the tangled ideas, these are things that you haven't completely thought through. You may have spent some time thinking about them, but it's not complete yet. You've still got more work to do there. And these are the things which trigger us for some reason. I'm not exactly sure why. So that's something to look for. Mighty Thoughts, page 20. It is also exactly like this with the consciousness, because depending on whether it is intelligently maintained or neglected, it brings forth either rich and healthy, neutral, positive, equalized thoughts, which are creative and progressive. So intelligently maintained, that's the key. We're trying to learn how to intelligently maintain our consciousness, which means we are going to think neutral, positive, equalized thoughts that are imagining success. So that's part of our discipline. So, Mighty Thoughts, page 20, it brings forth either rich, healthy, and neutral, positive, equalized, mindful thoughts, which are creative and progressive, or mindful, wildly growing negative thoughts, which will have a confusing and destructive effect. And that's the key. Try not to be triggered emotionally. Think about the fact that you're getting that feeling of your thoughts being tangled and confused. One of the things that's going on in our society right now, which is very confusing to people, is that we're being conditioned. So it's kind of a societal conditioning. Oh, and it started out years and years ago where they made it a law to wear seat belts. Now, you used to be able, you would have the freedom to choose, am I going to wear my seat belt or not? And I mean, it's a good idea to wear seat belts. But I'm not so sure we really should have a law. And I'll give you another example of conditioning. They made it illegal to smoke in, it used to be that if you go into a restaurant, there was a smoking section. Now, I hate smoking. It's a horrible habit. Never would do it. That's horrible stuff. I hate it. It's just disgusting. Many people in my family smoke. But I was still appalled when they took the smoking sections out of restaurants. Now, I understand secondhand smoke's very dangerous. Don't get me wrong. So I can see it, but we're being conditioned, and Billy talks about this in the Kelk Gevahr Hyte or the Goblet of Truth, that the secret dark order is conditioning our consciousness, a tyrannical conditioning of our consciousness is taking place. And they start out very slowly. And it's always in the name of helping you. We're going to help you. You're going to have to put your seat belts on. We're going to help you. You're not allowed to smoke in there. And I mean, and there is some benefits to these things. That's the way they sell it. And now, what else is it now? Now, we're going to have this lockdown because of COVID. It's going to be beneficial. It's going to save a lot of lives. And then, oh, you're going to have to wear a mask. And then, oh, you're going to have a vaccine. See, and we saw this in a contact report not long ago that the elite know about the overpopulation problem. It's not that they're clueless. These are intelligent people. They're just evil. And what they're doing is slowly conditioning the public so that we're so submissive and so passive, we'll accept about anything. And that's when they'll be able to start culling the world's population in big ways where they'll kill people off. And I think it's already started because the COVID is a bioweapon. So it's so sad for me to see that we've come to this point. And I wish, well, I think that there are things that we can do. We just have to keep imagining our successful results and be neutral positive in our thinking. So maybe I'll move on to our next topic, which is becoming master of your thoughts. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, I believe, is that we are not really shaken and knocked around by circumstances of life, unless we are thinking in negative, the negative thoughts, the neutral, positive, equalized thoughts, we control our circumstances. But as soon as we get tangled ideas and our thoughts get confused and we feel like we're weak and needy, then we get in trouble there. That's where things start to be not so good. And again, we have within us an independent creational power, which manifests in the form of our thoughts. And there is a universal creational power in this as well. So it's very, it's hard to even imagine what our thoughts are really capable of. We are also the master of our learning, the master of the might of our thoughts, and all the effects which arise from those thoughts. So the environment and the circumstances do not form us. We form the environment and the circumstances. The Might of Thoughts, page 28. Once as a result of this, the human beings understand how to guide his thoughts in healthy ways. And you then can become the master of your thoughts and the master, the Lord and master of your entire life. So when you're guiding your thoughts, remember, I do not allow my thoughts to drift. I steer my thoughts like a captain steers his ship. I nurture my thoughts. I strengthen my thoughts. Guide means to assist, to reach a destination. So, for example, he guided us through the forest. Guide, you know, the word Führer even means guide. It's not completely negative in its connotations. So, how to be the master of your thoughts. Remember, circumstances do not form you unless you're thinking in weak ways that are not neutral positive. So, I form the environment and the circumstances of my life through the might of my thoughts. I'm only knocked around by the circumstances of life when my thinking is not correct, when it's not neutral positive. I am the master of my learning. I'm the master of the might of my thoughts. And I know that there are effects which arise from the might of my thoughts. I control the thinking that I have. I'm the master of my thoughts. And therefore, I'm the Lord and master of my life. All circumstances grow out of the thoughts that are mightfully becoming real. The changes in my life are directly proportional to the might of my thoughts. I order my thoughts in a neutral, positive way. I identify defects in my thoughts. I eliminate defects that are in my thoughts. Do you ever, you know, we don't look at it that way enough, but there are defects in our thoughts that need to be fixed. So when you have self-cognition, you can start to fix the defects in your thoughts. First, you recognize, oh, wait, that thought had a feeling associated with it, and the feeling was negative. What was the thought? What was I thinking? Well, I was kind of thinking a negative thought, like I couldn't do something, or, boy, I just don't know how I'm ever going to be able to fix that situation. And then I got this feeling of dread that came. Remember, the feelings come out of the thoughts. So we practice self-cognition, and then we say to ourselves, I am the master of my thoughts. I am the forger of my fortune. I am the creator of my own good luck. I'm the Lord Master of myself. And I practice self-cognition. I do self-examination. And I let the appropriate self-control grow. So we want these neutral positive thoughts to establish themselves in our consciousness, because when they do that, they will develop a tremendous might which is able to control everything. And by establishing the thoughts in our consciousness, it means they're going to grow and multiply. And they become very, very powerful that time when they do that. See, a thought, once it has emerged, reproduces itself. We don't think about that, but the thoughts actually are kind of like cells. They're going to grow. And it's going to create something very similar. So you can master your life or you can destroy your life based on your thoughts. Sometimes we've got to step back and we got to change our thought to something neutral positive. Which means we're imagining success, we're not feeling negative, we're not feeling overly positive, but we're imagining success. And it's the thoughts that generate successes. So we should be thinking about imagining successes. Now, the thoughts are so important that they can literally affect how long you live. And other people's thoughts can negatively affect how long you live. And in Contact Report 39, it talks about that. Let me read this a little bit. It says here, the larger the gatherings of human beings are, such as in cities, the lower the average age falls. Let me tell you something. The elite want to put us in mega cities. You know how they've made it so you have to wear seatbelts now? They take away that right. They take away one little right. Well, eventually, they're going to get it so you won't be able to drive your car. It'll be illegal for people to drive their cars. There'll be driverless cars, and the driverless cars will tell you when you're not allowed to go someplace. Like, I can imagine you could tell your driverless car, I want to go to the forest. It says, no, you're not authorized to go there. You're only authorized to go around in this mega cities. So anyway, so try to stay out of the cities if you can. So when people gather in the large cities, the lower the average age falls, because exactly at such places, immeasurable thought energies in terms of wrong lifestyles, you know, these people live in a state of usually negativity, negative thoughts, very mindful negative thoughts, which will penetrate into fellow human beings. And these thoughts in the cities are so bad that animals are affected, materials are impaired by the destructive forces of human irrationality. And you notice how the focus is on fear and doubt, all about this COVID thing. It's all about fear and doubt to produce irrationality in you. And people that are irrational cannot guide themselves. They need a guide. And the elite want to be your guide. That's why they are conditioning society to live in fear of this coronavirus. So The destructive forces of human irrationality are left to an early destruction. For example, materials are destroyed. Iron, for example, which normally never rusts as quickly as it does. But here on the earth, especially in big cities, rust is really bad because of the thoughts. It's incredible. Thought-based and idea-based produced progressions are destroying the atmosphere as well and the environment. These negative thoughts are literally destroying our atmosphere. So we want to fulfill the law of growth, of progress, and the law of adaptation, where our internal thoughts become external conditions of life. Might have thoughts, page 30. Namely, as a result of the thoughts which contain power and might in themselves, you are able to master or destroy your life. So we want to have self-cognition. That which the human thinks, he or she makes real. And that which the human being thinks about himself, he or she becomes. Be careful what you think about yourself. Do not think about yourself in the horrible negative ways, or you will produce a self that is horrible and negative. Don't be focused on your fears, or you will materialize your fears. Your fears will come to fruition. I might have thoughts, page 32. Therefore, in any case, it is absolutely always necessary that good and positive thoughts be tended and nurtured. So repeat your good thoughts. I am confident. I am optimistic. I am relaxed. I am cheerful. And that will help you move towards having a good opinion of yourself. Page 32 of the Might of Thoughts says the human being always determines and forges his own destiny. That which the human being thinks, he or she makes real. That which the human being thinks about himself, he or she becomes. Therefore, in any case, it is absolutely always necessary that good and positive thoughts are tended and nurtured, and that the human being holds a good and positive opinion of himself. As opinion arises from thoughts, and these are equipped with might, consequently, they can be realized because of the thoughts. Therefore, an opinion is as full of as might as are the thoughts themselves. For which reason it is necessary to have a realistic opinion of oneself as well as reality. Because only such an opinion is good and positive. And just as one's own thoughts are the most important, so also one's own opinion the most important to regard to oneself. Therefore, every human being should be intent on fathoming his or her own self and forming an opinion of himself which relates to reality and which corresponds to the actual facts. So imagine successful results. Keep your thoughts neutral, positive. You've been listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. Have a great day.